You're listening to The Weekly Experiment, a segment on WBOY that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today in The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what's an electromagnet? In physics, there are four fundamental forces in the universe. They are strong nuclear, weak nuclear, gravitation, and electromagnetism. Strong nuclear is what keeps together an atom's nucleus. Weak nuclear fuses together lighter atoms to form heavier elements. Gravitation causes matter and objects to be attracted together. Electromagnetism was originally thought to be two separate forces, electricity and magnetism. Then in 1873, a Scottish physicist named James Maxwell wrote a textbook describing the connection. He provided equations to show how electrical charges attract or repel and how magnetic poles attract or repel. He also wrote how a moving magnet can produce an electric current in a wire. And when an electric current moves through a wire, it produces a magnetic field. So, an electromagnet is a type of magnet, and this magnetic force occurs when there is an electric current. What's nice is that the magnetic field is either on or off. Turn on the electric current, you have a magnet. Turn off the electricity, no more magnetic field. Electromagnets are very important and heavily used. The electric motors in household appliances and your car operate because of electromagnetism. What's interesting is that the motor doesn't turn because of the current. It's actually the electric current in the wire that produces a magnetic field, and that field is what makes the motor rotate. Have you ever noticed how the lights in your house might flicker when you turn on an appliance? It's because more electric current is needed to generate the magnetic field and get the motor to start. Once the appliance's motor starts, the lights stop flickering. Many electromagnets have an iron core with wire wrapped around it in concentric coils or loops. The strength of the magnetic field is greater if the current is greater. There aren't gaps between the loops and if there are more loops. In fact, you can easily make your own electromagnet. Get about 1 foot of 22-gauge insulated copper wire. Remove about 1 inch of insulation from each end of wire. Attach one end to the terminal of a D-size battery, then, starting at the bottom of the nail, wrap the wire in very tight loops around the nail up towards the nail head. Attach the other end of the wire to the other battery terminal. You just made an electromagnet. In fact, sprinkle on some iron filings and you'll know if it's wired right. Well, we've just learned a little bit about electromagnets. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on WBOI for The Weekly Experiment.
The Weekly Experiment is produced by Rob Martinez. You can hear The Weekly Experiment during WBOI's SciTech Saturday Afternoon Matinee. You can also hear this episode again in the program section of our website, wboi.org.